Well, right now, let's get to the news that President Obama is banning solitary confinement for juveniles and adult inmates committing minor infractions while in federal prisons. The president announced the executive action in an op-ed in today's Washington Post, citing the case of Kalief Browder, who was 16 when he was accused of stealing a backpack and sent to New York's Rikers Island to await trial. He spent 2 years in solitary, was released without ever being tried, and killed himself at 22. Yesterday, the Supreme Court expanded its 2012 decision striking down mandatory life sentences for juveniles. The court said that anyone sentenced to mandatory life as a juvenile before 2012 deserved the same protection. Marcia Levick is deputy director and chief counsel of the Juvenile Law Center. So, Marcia, it would seem to be a couple good days for people in your field.
It was an amazing day, more importantly, not just so much for people in my field, but for the children who are involved in the justice system across America.
Yeah, well, Justice Scalia blasted the Supreme Court ruling yesterday. Let's take that up first. He said the real goal is abolishing life imprisonment without parole for juveniles. It seems that that is true, that that is the goal.
I think that what Justice Kennedy did and the other members of the majority is very clear that they don't like automatic life without parole sentences, and they don't like any life without parole sentences. They want them to be imposed under the narrowest of circumstances for the smallest group of juveniles. That's a fact.
Well, and why is that a good idea? Make the argument on the other side. A lot of people might, you know, feel in their heart that they don't want to see young people in prison for life. But what does the research show?
The research shows that children are uniquely capable of rehabilitation. So the idea of keeping them in prison merely as a punishment without recognizing that they will change, that they will not remain the person that they were at 15, 16, or 17 years old. The court has been very strong that these individuals have a right to hope, frankly, and that they should be able to see that hope come to fruition one day, that they might be able to return to their communities.
Well, and your thoughts on President Obama's executive action banning solitary confinement for juveniles. We're understanding that only a handful of juveniles have been in confinement. Is that true?
Well, I think we have to understand the context. President Obama banned solitary confinement for juveniles in the federal system. The leadership that the federal government is showing on this is extraordinarily important, and we hope that the states will follow suit. There are thousands of children who are in solitary confinement in the juvenile justice system, in the state system. President Obama, in his op-ed, correctly identified the harms and trauma that it imposes. This ban is a long time coming. Locking children up in solitary is essentially government-sanctioned child abuse, and I really applaud him for his actions.
Well, many states have already taken this step and done the research. Washington State found that prisoners placed in restrictive housing, especially just before their release, are more likely to repeat.
Yes, the research is pretty clear, both in terms of the risk regarding reoffending, but more importantly, the risk of trauma, the risk of self-harm. What we saw in the Kalief Browder case is unfortunately not unusual. It is more typical. And I think that, you know, only a handful of states have gotten this message. There was legislation pending in Congress. President Obama adopted the restrictions that that legislation had proposed, and I hope that we see this message now start to spread into the state systems.
That's Marcia Levick, Deputy Director and Chief Counsel of the Juvenile Law Center. Thank you.
Thank you.